Hi, I'm Cecilia Poulin, mother of two, ex-lawyer, ex-banker, writer, singer, creator of one-woman shows, international coach for professional women, international keynote speaker, breaker of conventions, and believer in creativity and the power of the feminine in all of us to change the world. Welcome to Diary of a Writer, where I talk about how I write, and read some of what I write. I really hope you enjoy it, and that it encourages you to develop your own creativity in whatever form that may take. Sometimes when I start writing, I've got a very clear idea of what I want to write. And sometimes I've been thinking about it for a day or so beforehand, and it's just a matter of getting it down. So this weekend, for example, I had something that was in my mind, which it had started from an image, and then I'd worked from that image. But then when it actually got to be the time to writing it down, I was actually quite scared about it because I thought the image was really good and I wanted it to be really good. And I could feel that all my perfectionism was rising up in me. And so I didn't want to write it in case it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, in case it came out a bit strange. And so there's always that gap between my imagination and what actually ends up on the page. Sometimes it's better and sometimes it's worse. And actually, a lot of the time it's better. But then there can be things that I've imagined that I can't work out how to include in what I've written down. So it's always just, you know, a little bit of a lottery and a slight risk. And so there are the days when I know what I'm going to write, and then there are the days when I have got no idea. And so this morning, for example, I didn't really have any idea. I didn't have any clear ideas what I was going to write. And so I just started writing, and the first stuff I wrote I wasn't very pleased about. And then I was actually bored with it as I was writing. I was thinking, oh, goodness, this is so boring. And then so I stopped what I was writing and then went back to another idea that it had been sort of mulling around in my head for a while. And so this is the second part of what I wrote this morning. And please remember, this is all completely unedited. It's just exactly the way I wrote it, because what I do is I write it. I'm up to 26,749 words and 50 pages, and I'm aiming for probably 100 pages before I start going back, editing, filling it in, making it better. So this is what came out today. My older self. You know what's different between us? My younger self. No, what? My older self. You can slide around in time, from the second you were born to a second ago. That second a second ago when I was saying a second ago. You can choose which time you want to be in, but you are limited in range, from the second of your birth to a second ago. But for me, time is fixed. I have to live it as it's happening. When you choose to be only a second ago or some time recent, it's like I'm looking into a mirror. I know exactly what you're going to say and what you're feeling, because that's what I was feeling not so long ago. At the same time, I can see what's happening for you. It helps me get some perspective. But when you choose to be younger, it's different. I feel more maternal. I feel so much more compassion. Far more compassion than you feel for yourself. I understand what you're struggling with, but I have more distance from it. You have done so much that is right, and at the same time you have certain demons that plague you. This story isn't finished yet. I have taken an enormous risk, which could mean that we have to sell our house in Brittany and our flat in Paris and never go on holidays again. It might all go horribly, horribly wrong. I keep seeing an advertisement for a coach with the Boston Consulting Group. It taunts me. I've left it in my inbox. The job description could have been written for me. But at the same time, I don't want a boss again. I don't want to have to conform to other people's ways of doing things. I don't want to have to work the hours that other people tell me to work. I want my freedom, my autonomy, to be able to try things out, to create. People tell me that if anyone can make this work, I can. I cling to that like a plank in a wild, stormy sea. Other people have made it work, so why not me? I have the courage. I have the determination, and I work really hard. There's no reason why this won't work. But that doesn't mean that there aren't moments of gut-gripping, falling over a cliff fear, or anger, or despair. But I just keep going, as I always have, as you always have. We have just kept going. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of A Diary of a Writer. I'm running an absolutely free group coaching session on the 9th of May at 6:30 p.m. Central European Time. This session is part of my Dancing Days series where we dig deep on a particular emotion. We have already danced with fear and with anger, and this time we're going to be dancing with joy. If you have ever felt miserable and wondered how to have more joy in your life, you will find this session to be of enormous benefit. Check out the Dancing Days Dancing with Joy page on my website, www.ceciliapoulin.com. I would love it if you could join us. Thank you so much for listening.